Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 36. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Hallo, ich bin Thomas.
Wie geht's dir, Thomas?
Sehr, sehr gut. Bist du auch so gespannt, wie es weitergeht heute?
Ja, ich bin sehr gespannt, because we're following the story. And right at the last episode, at the end of the last episode, we had a bit of a cliffhanger trying to find out whether or not Marianne was going to be accepted to UCLA.
We did, because we knew Lucy got accepted. She got an email, and then Marianne received an email at the very end, opened it, and then the episode finished.
And the episode finished, yeah. As you know, we're following the story of Lucy and Marianne as they apply to university. They both want to study in UCLA. However, as we know, Lucy's going. We don't know about Marianne yet. We'll listen to the text, as ever, and then we'll talk about it. Los geht's.
Klingt gut. Los geht's.
Marianne kann es immer noch nicht fassen, obwohl er es doch selbst gesagt hatte. Er wusste nach der Prüfung, dass seine Noten einfach nicht ausreichen werden. Er hatte versucht, sich auf dieses Ergebnis vorzubereiten, doch dann hat er wieder Hoffnung bekommen, sodass seine Enttäuschung jetzt noch größer ist. Seit seiner Absage gestern wirkt die ganze Familie etwas hin und her gerissen. Besonders unangenehm waren die Telefonate mit Großeltern, Tanten und Onkeln, denn auch sie wussten nicht so recht, wie sie reagieren sollen, ohne den einen oder anderen Zwilling zu verletzen. Dabei wissen ja nicht einmal die Zwillinge selbst, wie sie sich fühlen. Obwohl sich Lucy selbstverständlich über ihren Erfolg freut, kann sie sich ihr Studium ohne Marianne gar nicht vorstellen. Ganz allein auf einen neuen Kontinent zu ziehen, ist nicht mehr so verlockend wie zusammen mit ihrem Zwilling. Gleichzeitig hat Marianne gerade deswegen auch noch ein schlechtes Gewissen. Er will Lucys Freude nicht dämpfen, aber ist nun mal auch enttäuscht, nicht mit ihr gehen zu können. Als die beiden sich mit ihrer Freundesgruppe treffen, wird die Stimmung endlich etwas lockerer. Auch sie können zwar nichts Bahnbrechendes beitragen, aber immerhin lenken sie sie ab. Ihr wisst ja, ich glaub eh nicht an Zufälle, meint ihr Kumpel Tristan. Das musste aus irgendeinem Grund so kommen. Wer weiß, vielleicht wird das später ja noch aus irgendeinem Grund für euch beide besser so. Marianne und Lucy lächeln sich müde an. Tristan hat immer die größten Weisheiten parat. Und hat damit meistens sogar auch noch recht.
So things don't seem to be quite as positive.
No,
this time around.
It is a little bit sad, and Marianne is, he's devastated.
He's devastated, yeah. And I don't think Lucy's very happy either, because she had this idea of them both going and being with her twin and so on.
Yes, I think like everybody's really conflicted, because obviously like Lucy's happy in one part, but then, as you said, she's kind of like terrified of going alone. Mm-hmm. Marianne is happy for Lucy, but then very, very disappointed. Even so, he tried to prepare himself a little bit because he wasn't sure about his grades. And then the whole family is really, do we congratulate? Do we sympathize? And difficult situation.
But it does seem that one of her friends, or one of their friends, Tristan, has a little bit of wisdom to offer in all of this.
He has like a more philosophical approach. He says everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And it's not a solution, but it does cheer them up a bit. Yeah.
Let's go back through the text now and just talk a little about what happened so that we can follow the story in a little more detail.
So as we said, he received the email and then the news comes in. He didn't get a place. So he's really disappointed. And even so, as I said, he tried to prepare himself, like all the speeches, everybody was so positive, kind of like, and made him believe that it might be possible. But then in the end, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. And the family is quite devastated as well. As you said, they're a little bit conflicted, but there was a really interesting expression. Was it hin und her gerissen?
Genau, so reißen is to kind of to rip, to pull,
yeah, to tear,
and they're like in to tear in both parts, so this way and that way. And that's why what we said earlier, they're happy for one twin, but they really feel for the other twin. And it's the same for uncles, aunts, everybody in the family.
Yeah. That makes sense. They're happy for Lucy, but they do feel for Marianne, I guess.
But the hardest part is obviously for the twins themselves, because Lucy doesn't know how to feel about it. As I said, she's happy, but then she's really unsure of going by herself. She never had this vision of just her going to a different continent.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marianne doesn't really want to spoil her good news,
mm-hmm.
and also feels almost a little bit guilty that he kind of ruined that plan that they had together. But he's just like, he's so overcome with disappointment, and he also can't really help it.
But they later go and meet some friends, and basically the friends try to cheer them up and distract them a little.
Yes, I think it's probably the best thing that they can do. Just, yeah, get a different perspective, chat, have tried to like laugh it off. And as we said, like Tristan also actually gets a chuckle out of them just by saying it will all work out at the end. It's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. There was an interesting word used. How was Tristan described? I think there was a word for a friend used in there.
Yes, they say ihr Kumpel Tristan, and Kumpel is just another word for like a friend, a mate.
Okay, Kumpel. I'd never heard it before in German. In Swedish, I know kompis, which is your buddy, your mate. So I guess a similar thing here.
Same idea. That's interesting. It's also a term for a miner in German, so a more colloquial term too for somebody who works underground. And I think actually the origin is kumpan, which maybe is Latin.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that will be linked to companion in English. So companion comes, I believe, from the idea of companis in Latin, so the idea of with bread. So when you break your bread with a friend, that's the person who's your companion.
Somebody you share your food with.
Absolutely. Oh, language is a wonderful thing. So that is almost it for this episode, but of course there is still time for Noch eine Kleinigkeit.
And it is linked to food, which we just talked about. The expression is in den sauren Apfel beißen.
Right, so to bite into the bitter apple.
Yes, the sour apple, the bitter apple. And it just means if you have to do something unpleasant or even like accept a bad situation. Marianne muss jetzt in den sauren Apfel beißen. Er wurde nicht genommen.
So he wasn't accepted. He's just got to grin and bear it, I guess we would say in English, something like that.
Yes, and it's used quite a lot. It's also a very, very old saying. I think it comes from Not lehrt in saure Äpfel beißen. So if you're like in a bad situation and you don't have anything else, you also bite into the sour apple.
Ah, okay. I think we've also got an expression in English, which is perhaps slightly different, but to bite the bullet, when you've just got to bite the bullet and get on with things.
Yes, harder to imagine, like.
Absolutely, I think apples are
but
safer.
The same idea.
So in den sauren Apfel beißen.
Genau.
I have learned something new today. Of course, we always learn something new here on Coffee Break German. And I would suggest that if you'd like to learn even more, then you can use our bonus materials, which feature a full discussion of the chapter of Marianne and Lucy's adventures, and also our video version of the lesson, along with lesson notes and our translation challenges, which we're just about to record.
Bist du bereit dafür?
I am almost bereit for it. But before we do, we need to mention coffeebreakacademy.com to get access to that course. For now, vielen Dank, Thomas.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.